Trump admin says it plans to revamp, not axe, Consumer Protection Agency. The Trump administration will not dismantle the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, but will reform it to make it more streamlined, according to an official. CFPB Acting Director Russell Vaught said the agency's new leadership will run a more streamlined and efficient bureau, according to a Department of Justice court filing on February 24. The filing was made in a legal challenge by a CFPB workers' union that's requesting to halt the administration's actions targeting the agency. DOJ attorneys said the administration's plans for a more streamlined agency meant that it needed less office space. This is consistent with the agency's decision to cancel the lease for its headquarters, where signage has been removed. The agency has already terminated an unknown number of employees, and most of the staff are currently on administrative leave after Vaught ordered that almost all agency work be halted. Union officials stated in their court filings that they expect most of the staff to be dismissed. On February 14, a federal judge's ruling temporarily halted the Trump administration's order allowing the removal of thousands of career federal workers at the CFPB. The ruling was in response to a lawsuit challenging the policy. The ruling, signed by U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson, banned the administration from deleting or removing CFPB data from the system and halted firing CFPB employees without cause or notice of reduction of the workforce. Additionally, the administration is not permitted to transfer CFPB funds to any other entity except for normal operational use to fulfill the agency's obligations. President Donald Trump's original order, signed on January 20, removed thousands of managerial workers known as policy-influencing workers and eliminated the civil service protections that make it difficult to terminate their employment. It's the job of the CFPB to work as an agency independent of the government to make consumer financial markets work for consumers, responsible providers, and the economy as a whole, the CFPB website states. For example, the agency finalized a rule in January that banned the inclusion of medical bills on credit reports, a change that it said would benefit 15 million Americans. The agency's jurisdiction includes banks, credit unions, mortgage services, debt collectors, and even for-profit colleges, among other financial institutions. The agency is authorized to investigate institutions and initiate legal proceedings. Included in that is the ability to issue subpoenas, known as civil investigative demands, to root out potential legal violations. The CIDs can require that a target submit documents, emails, reports, answers to written questions, and oral testimony. Reuters and Samantha Flom contributed to this report.